Good morning, everyone, and welcome to a brand new year. Happy New Year to 2022. Julie and I hope and pray that this will be a wonderful year for you. Well, today I want to talk about a New Year's goal that I have. Now, notice I didn't say resolution. I don't think it's a good idea to set those resolutions because they come and go and you're just going on all about your business. Forget about them. But I do believe it's a good thing to have a goal. But this goal that I'm going to set for me, there is absolutely no way in the world that I'm going to be able to accomplish it on my own. I'm going to desperately need God's help to reach this. And a good thing, I believe that God can and will help. So it's one of those goals that only He can make happen. Well, incidentally, we've got Mac here with us today, and he brought me a Christmas present over, and Charlie's over here asleep, so we may have some interactions with him today. So, welcome to our home. So let's get back to my goal. Let me read it to you. Never be in a hurry. I'm going to stop right there. That's a big one already. Never be in a hurry. Do everything quietly and in a calm spirit. Do not lose your inner peace for anything whatsoever, even if your whole world seems upset. And that's from St. Francis de Sales many, many years ago. And as you can begin to see that this is really seems like an impossible goal, but we know that our God is the God of the impossible. And He can help us reach that. And believe me, for me, I'm going to need His help. Well, let me tell you something that's happened to me that's already challenged me. On Thursday, just before, actually I was putting this message together, I was sitting doing some reading and I stood up and my foot had fallen asleep. And when I went to step down, well, unfortunately, I hit the deck and I broke my foot. So I've joined the Moon Boot Club. And I think several of you already know about the Moon Boot Club. So, hey, I'm part of the club now. But this one thing, you know, it's going to challenge my routines. It challenges my plans. And even before we get started into the brand new year, things have changed from what I had intended or wanted to do. So this has challenged a quiet and calm spirit. But still I believe that God is able to help us get through. So let me share that goal with you one more time. Never be in a hurry. Do everything quietly and in a calm spirit. Do not lose your inner peace for anything whatsoever, even if your whole world seems upset. Again, that's from St. Francis de Sales. So what do you think? Well, I can already hear some people say, well, I just can't do that. Well, I remember my mom saying as I was growing up, she said, can't never did anything. Others would say, well, that's just not my nature. I'm going to be honest with you. It's not my nature either. I'm a Sullivan, and Sullivans get fired up pretty quickly. But as far as I'm concerned and what I read in the Bible, a human nature is not a friend of God. So human nature is not an excuse for anyone, me included. You see, and we all have battles that we have to fight. I think the Apostle Paul said that all of our battles and our temptations are common. So everybody has to go through them and we all have to struggle with battles, but we just kind of keep fighting until we beat them. Well, for me, I think the problem is with my mind. Often I find myself chasing after something that's not really there. And I think, as I've quoted before, I identify with Mark Twain. He says, "I'm an old man full of a lot of troubles, and most of them never happened." So you see, I've got to beat that one. And it won't be easy at all. Then again, if it were easy, I wouldn't need God's help. But see, I believe God wants to help us. And in helping us, if we humble ourselves and realize that, honestly, we can't do this on our own and we need His help, that's when He steps in and says, "Here, I'm going to help you with this." And when He does that, He gets glory from our lives. And that's kind of the goal for the Christian life anyway. So as I've been thinking about this, I've been looking up some verses of scripture that we can use during this talk. And that's where we're going to start today. But first, let's have a word of prayer. Father, thank you. Thank you for your blessings. Thank you for your leadership. Thank you for your enablement. Lord, in this goal that I've set, it's going to be a hard one. But Father, I do know through the Holy Spirit within me, and if I will surrender to you rather than my own self-will, we'll be able to see some improvements on that. So Father, I pray that you will help me to communicate these things. I ask in Jesus' name, amen. Okay, let's get into the Bible for our study today, and we'll begin in Isaiah 26, verse number 3. "You will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on you because he trusts in you." I don't know about you, but for me, this is so important. And if I could give you my translation, if I will keep my mind completely focused on God, not my circumstances, not my situation, not even my human nature, if I will keep my focus on God, He will keep me in perfect peace. You see, that reminds me so much of my own life verse, that Proverbs 3, 5, and 6 that says, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding." Wow, very similar. He goes on, "And in all your ways acknowledge Him and He'll direct your path." So I've got to trust Him. Don't try to figure it out. Just focus on Him and He'll guide. I think that might help as we try to achieve this goal. But I know there's going to be times that I get distracted and I might get hammered from every side. But at those times, I must recall what the Apostle Paul said. He said, "I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me." And if I may add, because He makes me strong, not my own strength, because He makes me strong, I will accomplish my goal. Let's look at that goal again. Never be in a hurry. Do everything quietly and in a calm spirit. Do not lose your inner peace for anything whatsoever, even if your whole world seems upset. Well, a calm spirit may not be something that you're used to because you're inner spirit is all tied up in knots, and I know that happens. Listen, the Apostle Paul prayed something for the church and for you in Ephesians chapter 3, verse 14 through 16. Let me read. "For this reason I bow my knees to the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, from whom the whole family in heaven and in earth is named, that He would grant you, according to the riches of His glory, to be strengthened with might through the Spirit in the inner man." Another Tony's translation. Paul asked the Heavenly Father, our Creator God, to strengthen our inner person through the Holy Spirit. Now, I know this sounds like a spiritual transaction, but I personally believe if our spiritual development does not play out through our flesh, then I would question it. So a strengthened spirit equals a strengthened life. But you may not be experiencing that inner peace that only God can give. Well, let me address that from another perspective, and I'll go back to the book of Isaiah, verse 32 and verse number 17. He's got some important words. The work of righteousness will be peace, and the effect of righteousness is quietness and assurance forever. Righteousness or right living in the eyes of God will bring peace, quietness, and assurance in the new year. I'm going to say that again. Righteousness or right living in the eyes of God will bring peace, quietness, and assurance in the new year. I guess that pretty much addresses all of my goal. So let's look again at that goal. Never be in a hurry. Do everything quietly in a calm spirit. Do not lose your inner peace for anything whatsoever, even if your whole world seems upset. But what if we face that time where our world seems to fall apart? Everything comes crashing down. Those things you trusted, they're gone. What will you do? What will I do? Well, Paul gives us an answer for that one as well. We all know that Paul's life was blessed beyond measure, and you and I could only dream of living the kind of life that Paul lived. But one thing to keep in mind, Paul's life was not an easy life. In fact, it was downright hard, and he was getting attacked from all sides. It was not an easy life. So how did he respond? 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 8 through 10, I think, describes it. He says, "We are hard-pressed on every side, yet not crushed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. We're persecuted, but not forsaken, struck down, but not destroyed. Always carrying about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life of Jesus may be manifested in our body." You see, Paul had a God-honoring perspective, and he saw his very difficult situation as God allowing him to die to himself to let Jesus live through him. He didn't gripe. He didn't whine around and feel sorry for himself. But he did see the sovereign hand of God in his difficulty and realized that it was God's processes for making him more like Jesus. So would we do the same in our hard times? You see, I honestly believe that that goal that we read through a couple of times is God's goal for me in 2022. And if you like, I would like to ask you to feel free to join with me on that journey. So one more time, let's look at that goal. Never be in a hurry. Do everything quietly and in a calm spirit. Do not lose your inner peace for anything whatsoever, even if your whole world seems upset. So finally, you may be wondering how it's even remotely impossible to achieve this amazing goal. Today, I want to close with a quote that I just saw this week that I think gives us some good information. So listen closely. We see, all of us know that Christians are supposed to have a very unique perspective in how they see things. Here's the quote. "We can see hope in the midst of hopelessness. We can see peace in the midst of chaos. We have a hope that the world does not have. We can see clearly that all things work together for good of them that love him and are called according to his purpose. You see, even if we can't see the answer for our lives, may I suggest that you and I grab tightly to the promises of God and let him, through his power and the blessed Holy Spirit, give us peace and quietness. Peace. I can think of the words of Jesus who said, "My peace I give to you. I leave my peace with you. Not as the world give I unto you." Often he was saying, "Peace be unto you." So his goal for us, though we live in a very chaotic world, is peace be unto you. Father, thank you, Lord, for this huge challenge. Lord, I can't do it. I can't do it in my strength. But I know that you living within me, we can see a positive result in my life. And I would like to challenge everyone to set a goal for their life, to allow you to permeate their lives and allow it to make such a huge difference in the way they live. Give us a wonderful 2022. We ask in Jesus' name. Amen.